It was a long time ago when health service dentists in the UK were easily accessible, even as a temporary patient, and when it was considered okay to have animals perform in travelling circuses. I was a boy waiting to see the dentist, and I peered from behind my comic at the other people in the waiting room. There was a middle-aged chap with thick black curly hair and a handlebar moustache, sat opposite me, who constantly crossed and uncrossed his arms and legs. An old lady next to me smiled politely, and a boy, younger than me, happily played with a toy tractor on the floor. The young boy's mother looked on, biting her lip, and appeared far more nervous than her son. Then the dentist's drill started down the corridor, and to cap it all, no pun intended, a pneumatic road drill started attacking tarmac outside in the street. The old lady forced another smile. The young boy's mother fidgeted and subconsciously grimaced. Then the man with the thick black curly hair and handlebar moustache startled us all as he jumped up and ran from the place, escaping out into the high street. "He was a big chap to be so nervous," exclaimed the old lady to no one in particular. I felt quite smug. I'd never been particularly scared of dentists. The following evening, I was taken to see the circus that had just arrived in town. We watched the clowns in their silly car, trapeze artists flying effortlessly on high perches, and then the lions. Three lionesses ran into the hastily erected iron caging, snarling as they went. I stared hard at the lion tamer cracking his whip. I suddenly recognised him. He had thick black curly hair and a handlebar moustache. He also occasionally nursed his lower left jaw. Isn't it amazing what some people can and can't face?